Back in 2006, Wisconsin voters approved a constitutional amendment defining marriage as a union between a man and a woman. That amendment won't be altered by the Supreme Court's decision to grant federal benefits to lesbian and gay married couples, according to Marquette's law professor Janine Geske.
It is a significant decision, but it does not give the right to someone to marry someone of the same sex.
However, Geske says if a same-sex couple marries elsewhere but lives here, they will now be eligible for federal benefits.
They could be everything from Social Security to tax treatment, you know, other kinds of benefits, Medicare benefits. So things that the federal government has given, it doesn't address all the many state benefits that accrue to somebody who is legally married to someone else.
But what about benefits that use both state and federal dollars, such as Medicaid? Geske says that's one of the many unanswered questions.
Well, you're now asking the whole next level of litigation that comes out of the case. My guess, and it's only a guess at this point, we're just going to have to see how this plays out, and I suspect some states will fight it. But the Medicare and Medicaid laws are generally federal laws. And if they're federal laws, what this case says is they cannot discriminate.
The patchwork of laws existing across the country is already confusing, according to Denise Cawley. She's a board member at the Milwaukee LGBT Community Center. Cawley expects Wednesday's ruling to further blur issues.
In my family, our accountant works with us and does our taxes about 8 different ways before figuring out who gets the house or who gets the child or how property's divided and income and things like that.
Yet, Cawley says gay and lesbian married couples are now one step closer to equality.
Marriage is not the only issue for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. We still have issues around health care, around equality in housing and in fair treatment for our elders. We still have issues around poverty and issues around youth and homelessness and things like that.
Tonight, the Wisconsin ACLU and LGBT leaders will host a legal debriefing. They want to help sort through for people what the Supreme Court ruling means in Wisconsin. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.